Housing lender.
Back on downtown, it's 4:30. Yes, indeed, Indiana wants the Celtics, so they say. We'll see how they feel in a week or so. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, joining us. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Oh, well, I was saying to you during the break, man, this has been, it's been tough waiting for this whole thing to get started, and here we are. I kind of wanted the Knicks, but now that we know it's the Pacers, let's bring it on. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. It feels like that Titanic meme with the old lady. It's been 84 years. It's been a few minutes here for us to have Celtics basketball. But we're here. It's the Pacers. Should be fun. I think it'll be a little bit of a challenge.
Well, yeah, this is clearly a pretty good team, and they've played the Celtics tough at times this season.
One of, I think, four teams to beat the Celtics twice this year, which is an accomplishment. It's going to be a tough test for their defense. It's going to be a tough test for them mentally because the Pacers are capable of putting up a lot of points. And when you are giving up a lot of points, it's very easy to kind of drop your shoulders, throw your eyes up skyward and be like, what do I have to do to get these guys to miss? And that could have an impact on the other end. You just got to trust that you have a game plan that can hold them in check for stretches of the game while your offense takes advantage of a bad Pacers defense, and hopefully the offense is on point for 48 minutes.
What's the status of Haliburton? Is he back to where he was at the beginning of the season?
No, he's not. I mean, he has his moments, but beginning of the season in that play-in tournament, man, he was getting that MVP love. People were really talking about him as, hey, he could be in the MVP mix. I bet you if you go to that early ESPN straw poll, that there were a lot of people talking about Tyrese Haliburton. But since the injury, which he suffered against the Celtics, and, you know, some subsequent, you know, I think there was an ankle in there somewhere, and it's been a little bit tough, and the addition of Pascal Siakam has changed the dynamic a little bit. So he's not the lock all-NBA guy that he was at the beginning of the season, but he's still capable of having a game or two where he looks a lot like that. So just because he hasn't been that doesn't mean he can't be. And that's something that the Celtics have to be, you know, mindful of. They have to make sure that they're not, like, he's not a guy that I would be looking to dare, because if he gets it going, then he'll show that former self pretty quickly.
These games at this level often come down to a play of the bench as well, and the Celtics bench has been very good all season long and throughout the postseason, and it looks like this Indiana team generally goes, what, about seven deep?
Yeah, you know, you got a couple of guys off the bench there that can do some damage, T.J. McConnell chief among them, so he's a guy that is dangerous and plays the, you know, we see it as the Peyton Pritchard role, and can be a guy that picks up full court, that can force some turnovers, that can really be a thorn in your side. And if you're not careful, he can really change the game. So they do have some firepower off the bench. They do have some energy guys off the bench, and it's going to be a test because, yes, Pritchard can do what he does, but Luke Kornet and Sam Hauser have had their moments, but haven't been consistent. So if Obi Toppin and T.J. McConnell are coming in and flying around and catching lobs and hitting threes and stuff like that, can the Celtics match that off the bench? Or will this be a series where the Celtics don't go that deep in the bench and rely on the fact that they've been rested and just play their guys 42, 43 minutes and just roll with their top six guys, and that'll be mostly it.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Who gets the task of trying to slow down Miles Turner defensively?
I think that's going to fall onto Horford, but you know they might try Tatum there too. But like everything, I think it's going to be a group effort for you know across the board because the Celtics will do a fair amount of switching. I think that they'll try to keep Horford on Turner mostly, and it does make me wonder if Cornette's going to get some time there because of his size. And he has had some effective moments against the Pacers. So with Turner, you just want to keep him away from the rim. If he hits some threes, like that's he's capable of doing that. You just want to challenge those, keep him out on the perimeter, and if he's taking contested three-pointers, that should be okay. He might have a game where he hits four or five, and that's something you're just going to have to deal with. And that's something that I think the Celtics and Celtics fans are going to have to understand. There are going to be choices that are made, one of those choices with Miles Turner, that maybe it costs the Celtics a game or two, but they're playing the long game and taking a strategy that whatever the Celtics do decide to kind of live with the Pacers, that it's something that they don't think it's going to be it's going to win four games out of seven for Indiana, that maybe it'll cost them one or two, but in the long haul, the Celtics have the firepower to withstand the couple of big performances somebody like Miles Turner might put up.
Do you think we'll see Porzingis in this series, and do they need him to beat the Pacers?
They don't need him necessarily, but he'd be nice. And what I've seen, the Celtics aren't like, they're not giving any firm timelines. Every time you ask Joe Mazzulla about Porzingis, he says, oh, I have no idea, which is a very obvious lie because you're not going to tell me the coach is not asking questions and doesn't know every minute detail about what's going on. But he loves to say, I have no idea. Okay, fine. We'll play along, Joe. The reporting is that he's going to miss at least the first couple of games here, and then we'll see. And that puts him right around, I want to say, 3.5 weeks. We've seen him ramp up a little bit. I saw him on the bike and going pretty hard on the stationary bike. So that's a good sign. But I don't know how ready he is for playoff basketball. If he's 100% healthy, then we'll see him. I don't think they should play him until he's 100% healthy, and that's the luxury that they have. And when I say they don't need him, that allows him to like not say it's good enough, I'm going to play through it because there's a risk of re-injury. You allow him to say, all right, are you 100%? Do you feel anything there? No, I don't feel any tightness. I don't feel anything. All right, now you can get out there. And then when he does play, you don't have to just throw him in. You can actually play him on a bit of a minutes restriction in this series because you don't need him. And he really puts pressure on the Indiana defense. So I think we'll see him, but not until later in the series.
Sometimes to win a championship, you need to have some breaks along the way. And sometimes those breaks happen with other teams, whether it's the injuries that the Knicks had to deal with or the Bucks without Giannis. And now what we see out west with Minnesota and Dallas going for the conference championship out there. Does all this sort of have the feel of the cosmic tumblers rolling into place for the Celtics?
It does. It does feel that way. It really does. And, you know, that's great. That's what you're looking for your, you know, for a team that's trying to win a championship. No team has won a championship without a little bit of luck, without some good fortune along the way. So the Celtics do not need to apologize for catching a break here or there. And at this point, it's been here and there and everywhere for them. So good. Congratulations. And if they say this is the easiest championship team's ever won, then the key term there is championship, because you get to raise a banner and have a parade and get your rings And it does seem like it's kind of lining up for them, and they just have to go out there and do what they do best and do it without thinking about the stuff that we get to talk about like this. All they have to do is go out there, and I like to put it as be methodical and be ruthless. Be methodical about doing what you do over and over again, regardless of situation, and be ruthless. If you're up 30, go up 40, go up 50. Do not take anybody's feelings into account here. You've got 8 wins to go until you win a championship. Do what you need to do to win those 8 games.
There you go. The word from John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thank you so much. As always, enjoy the game tonight. We'll be following along on the socials and on the podcast, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then. See ya.
Thank you, John. John Corrales.